ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे.
Go right ahead. Who's got the mic? Sadhu, sadhu. What else? Mataji, share.
Said that we heard a lot of notes, and in the morning you were mentioning that And we are also so obstinate to Krishna. And we also keep on saying, no. So I have just that reflection that, I mean, at least I'm not sure what time will I be saying no, but I could feel that, yeah, I mean, Krishna will also not be feeling good. I mean, we are again and again saying no and obstinate. So no, no, no.
So how did you explain it to them?
I tried in broken Hindi. I tried to show them the pictures in the Bhagavad Gita about the soul and the body, etc. I tried in broken Hindi and in English,
Well done, Hare Krishna. We have a project called the Language Project, and we're making cards that have the language of each one of. Every one of the books, languages that Srila Prabhupada's books is translated into, we're making a card for. And when you hand somebody a book, then you can hand them the card, and on the card it will say, you know, these are transcendental books, please give a donation, or something like that. And then you hand them the book, hand them the card, and they'll give you a donation afterwards. That helps a lot too when you're going in areas and you don't know all the languages, and you can use these cards as well. Who else? Yes.
Initially, we were trying to take books. I was holding a lot of books in my hand. I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to be in the street. I'm going to be so sad. How can I hold so many books in my hand? So it was fatigue. But then, the day we were in the streets, very short time, you try to spread the books. And then I completely forgot that I'm holding books in my hand. It's very heavy. But then I saw books moving out of my hands. You know, wow, how is this happening? And I thought, the more we show the books, the more books goes out. Then I came here, hardly had a few books in my mind. I was wondering how the possible. And I thought, initially I was very negative, that 40 so many books going in the street. But then once we get connected, then we are completely, you know, we don't know how the books going out. So then I thought,
it's really important realization, because as you become more experienced, you'll be able to understand from the very beginning what people's vibration is and what their intentions are, right? Yes, yeah. Well done. Thank you. Very helpful. Hare Krishna. Who's next? Yes.
Came across a car and a man was sitting in the car, and he said that I don't read spiritual books. So
So I said, okay, but you can have a look. Okay, give me, I can give it to my family members. So we convinced him to take a book, and he said, yeah, I am not going to read. So he didn't have change. He had 200 rupees, and then we had to give him back 60. And we didn't have change, nor did he have. So then my friend, she went across to a store, and then she got some change. So by the time he had opened the book, and he had started reading it. So that was very encouraging. He said, you never read this book, but then he started reading it. Because we were waiting for the cake. And then we went to a spectacle shop, and we asked him to take a book. So he said that I already have a Bhagavad Gita, and he opened the Bhagavad Gita, and it was wrapped. So we told him at least open the cover and start reading if you have. Then he removed another one which didn't have a cover. See, I have this one. He said, okay, he did. I said, you also read and let your customer also read because they'll be waiting. So we told him to keep a book at his counter where they can see.
Yeah, it's funny when people say, you know, I won't chant Hare Krishna, and then like, I won't read this book. It takes devotees circulating in the world for people to start the process of devotional service. The Madhyama Adhikaris have to walk around and engage people personally. And these are significant engagements. Because if you hadn't been there, it wouldn't have happened. Every one of you. And this is where it all starts for people, with the personal contact with a devotee who's walking around meeting people, deliberately going out and intersecting with their life so that they can take Krishna consciousness. Excellent. Things, then you can remember that that's a whole avenue you can approach. You could take that same approach and go to all the hospitals, unless you're doing already. And it is very true what you say. People are very scared in those situations. It's a very good time for them to read Bhagavad Gita. Thank you. Yes. You were hesitant to go out?
No, yes, yes. I was anxiety.
Anxiety.
I should do at least one book.
I see. That you should do at least one book. You were thinking. How will it happen?
Yeah, how will it happen? So I was in anxiety. But after that, I said, there's no point in anxiety. Then I figured, I said, they both are not either the teacher or the anger.
Yeah.
So then I did this shift of, you know, focus. Then I was going very smoothly. I could talk to a lot of people, actually. A lot of students and... Very, very, I spent a lot of time talking with her. So it was very nice.
maybe the battery is going out on that microphone.
We came from other place. I don't know the language here. So I went for distribution allotment as well. We had only two books. What to do? I can't send any notice in your car to take any book from there and give this person. My husband has started engaging him in telling some about Krishna and all that. I just went back to search for devotees and I was just running. Because it meanwhile, devotee, he may go away, he may get the thing that I don't have book here. So I was just running and finding searching for devotees and getting book back for him. It was like some transcendental run. I was so excited to run like that on road. I felt so happy running like that. And one more instance, one person came nearby and we were supposed to take some small books. So he wrote up things. He had 500 rupees more with him. He himself went and made the change and came back. But instead of taking small books, he went to Bhagavad Gita, which is more worthy. So I thought people are not only we are enthusiastic in distributing, they are also so much interested in taking Krishna consciousness. Krishna is directing all of us together, being a super soul. I felt so happy, so enthusiastic doing this.
Haribo! Very nice. Yeah, just mentioning how people, when you're speaking to them, you have to keep engaging them. Because even sometimes people say yes, but if there's a time when they start, their mind takes over, then they can say no. The mind's always shifting back, forth, back, forth. And it's very easy. The other day I was in a shop and I was talking to a person behind the counter and he said yes. And then his father, who owned the shop, was walking behind me and he just looked and he goes to the kid. And the kid said no. So I was just appreciating your anxiety of wanting to make sure that there was no gap. Somebody was engaging him, taking care of him. Because each person is under our care. Krishna gives us a special living entity to take care of. So it's like a doctor, you know. You meet somebody in the field and they're injured and you're running from one place to the next to get the bandages, bring it back, take care of them and everything. It's such a big responsibility. That's why there's so much mercy in this service, is you're actually taking personal responsibility for these living entities and going out of your way to save them. This is Vaishnav Dharma. Jive doi Krishna nam sarva dharma sar. The highest religion is to show compassion to the living entities by giving them Krishna consciousness. That comes, the holy names descended, and those who distribute are the most compassionate. Good job. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. So,
there
was an amazing experience of the people watching you. A couple of realizations I had was, and so you were very detached from the results when you were trying to, you were not bothered with the person, you were taking or you were doing or not. So I think that was one very amazing realization, because once you get detached, you're taking up the approach, you said, taking up the anxiety out of you, and you're not really, and when I was speaking to you, said, if your motive is very pure, then obviously the process becomes very easy. So I was contemplating on this while you were doing it, and myself and Arunachal were standing on the street, and I saw one person just passing by. So I stopped him and I started speaking to him, trying to be detached from whether he takes the book or not, doesn't matter, show him the book. And I tried to relate to be relate to people, right? And I gave him the book, prasadam, and a card, and I was not expecting him to take the book. But he finally took the book and he gave the book. So it was really, really relaxing to see. If you're not attached to the results, then you really enjoy the process. Otherwise you are in constant anxiety. Whether he's going to take the book or not, whether he's going to do the donation or not. Right? And other thing is, all the time we are thinking, only if he takes the book, I'll give him prasad. Or only if he takes the book, I'll be interested to speak to him further. So I think this is very, the other second realization was when you, couple of instances I saw, that even though if you're not giving any donation, you're ready to give him the book as a gift.
Yeah. Thank you. Very nice points. And one thing is to redefine what success is. Like one of you said that going out touching the pavement. This is, if you say this is success, if I just walk out the door, touch the pavement, that's success. Or you might say only if they take a book it's success. But you can lower the bar of expectation, and that will give you freedom to go out and do the service without being in anxiety. Because if you put the bar too high and you say only if everyone takes a book am I successful, that's very difficult. And it's not necessary, because people get benefit even if they don't take the book. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told his sannyasis that you should go out every day and knock on at least 3 doors. And he said, even if they don't take anything, and you know they're not interested, at least they'll think, oh, I saw a spiritual person going around. And they'll have that impression in their mind. So nice to redefine what is success. Yes?
Person who was like a bodybuilder listening.
Yeah.
So I was very close to him, and I was observing as he was speaking. So I, what I observed when he was talking Krishna at time, when we were connecting to him, I could see that he was actually hypnotized. In the sense, he was actually listening to him, and he was acting whatever he was saying. So at the final stage, when he understood that this book is being given to me, and this is really useful for me, he just tapped on me and said, how much should I give? So that was amazing, because he knew I was with you, and he saw so many people. But still
he was open and he was hypnotized and said he wanted to do whatever he had. So, and this shows that Krishna consciousness is really, you know, Krishna the heart also. It really comes out when you tap the line. Yeah, this is the real thing. We're actually dealing with live parts and parcels of Krishna. And this is the most fascinating aspect of being alive, and that is interacting with living entities who have free will and doing the right thing. I keep saying doing the right thing. What is that? It's to do Krishna's work of trying to get the living entity to use their free will to surrender to Krishna. There's no better work than this anywhere in the universe. It's the most intriguing of all kinds of activities that you can do in Krishna consciousness even, because you're dealing with living entities and they're part of Krishna. And if you're seeing that as you go around, it's fascinating. Thank you very much. Excellent. Well, one thing, I was just thinking about the approach today, because I tried different things. But one thing I settled on was near the end, about halfway through, I switched and I started presenting more, talking more, appreciating them. As Shukadev Goswami says, the most interesting topic, actually this is, Shukadev Goswami says that everybody's interested in one topic in this universe, and that's themselves. And the more that you try to appreciate who they are, rather than being in anxiety, will they take, will they not take, if you just become appreciative of who that person is and try to look at them very carefully and you know, bring out, what is this person? When they start hearing about who they are, they become actually hypnotized by that. Because we were asking people today, we picked you out, you look very spiritual. And when you tell somebody they look spiritual, how do they feel suddenly? They feel spiritual. Well, for instance, I'll give you an example. Let's say you walk out of your ashram one day and somebody comes up to you and you says, you look tired. You look really tired. How do you feel? And say you come walking out of your ashram, everything's fine, and then someone says, wow, you look terrible. You really look bad today. How do you feel? Feel bad. So the same thing. Somebody comes up and says, you look spiritual. It's like, wow, yeah, I guess I am spiritual. And then the other question I was asking people today, which is a magical question, and questions are very powerful. If you learn to use questions, you'll go a long way with the communication. I was asking people, what's your secret? So you look spiritual. I go, what's your secret? And then they start really thinking about how it is that they're spiritual. And they, you know, because they are. They're living entities. So they barely ever think about that. Living entities generally think, I'm a material body. I have so many anxieties. I have so many desires. But when you ask them, you tell them, look, you look spiritual. How do you do that? What's your secret? They start thinking, like, yeah, how do I do that? So that is a kind of hypnotism, because it brings them out of their normal material consciousness and back into their awareness of their self. One more book. See? These kids are good book distributors. Thank you very much. Yes, I really like what you said. The first part of it about not judging and just approaching as many people as possible. This is a nice discipline. Try this when you go out on book distribution. Just try approaching everybody and don't make any judgment at all and see what happens. It's a very interesting way to rise above your mind, because the mind says so many things. And if you just say, I'm on a different principle, I'm working, doing my duty, I'm not listening to the mind or judging. It's a very insightful way to realize that you're higher than your mind. Yes?
Thank you.
mission creep.
And then we can supply those books after the getting the books from here.
This is very much wanted mission creep. You start with an MSF, and the next thing you know, you're doing homework and you're a month ahead of time. This is how it happens. Very good.
So I also suggested him, he said, I want to read out the script of that the operated section, you can give a book in return. My husband is also a doctor. I wanted to know, get some suggestions how doctors can distribute books. Is that a tight up kind of
thing? They just prescribe it at the end. Write it on the thing. We were in Montreal at the Rath Yatra, and we had one devotee who's a palm reader, and so he set up a table at the Rath Yatra, and his whole job was to get people to come to the book table. So he'd do their palm, and he'd be reading palm. I was at the book table. I said, "How's that going to work?" So all day long, there's people coming to the book table, and they go, "I need that Bhagavad Gita," and I say, "Where'd you hear about it?" He go, "From the palm guy. He said I got to read it." One after another, they're all coming over. So doctors just say, listen, I tell you, you need to calm down a little bit. You need to read a book on meditation. I recommend Bhagavad Gita. You should get it from this address. You know, prescribe it. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You're a natural. You keep doing this, okay? Hari Bol.
So just crossing the road, I saw the guy and said, looking very happy. I crossed the road, came back to me and asked me, why you said that? Start questioning me. How can you realize that I'm very happy? And I said that you look very spiritual. And we took two books.
Yeah, Sankirtan is not just for when we go out. It's a lifestyle. It's an attitude. It's a way of living. Yas tu sarvani bhutani atmani vanu pashati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tato na vijugupsate yasmin sarvani bhutani atmai vad bhubijanataha tatra kum hakashoka ekatvam anupashita. One who sees all living entities as spiritual sparks and quality one with the Lord becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him? One who always sees all things in relation to the Supreme Lord and sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being. So these two verses from the Sri Shapanishad describe the way in which one develops one's consciousness through this high sadhana of book distribution. Coming to see all living entities as spiritual sparks and seeing everything in relation to the Lord, whatever happens, whatever interactions are going on. Of course, that should be applied everywhere and can be applied in every service. But book distribution is a particularly intense time. And because of the intense circumstances, we tend to realize it a little bit more profoundly and immediately. So therefore, whatever service one does, we highly recommend that you add Sankirtan at least once a month. Go out and have this experience. And bring everybody else with you. Any more? Yes.
Hare Krishna. So, I was also judging sometimes. Whenever I see auto drivers, rickshaw drivers, they generally don't take books. But when I was going with you, and you give books to two rickshaw drivers, and generally, I was thinking that rickshaw drivers, auto drivers, they are illiterate people, they don't read books, they will not take books like that.
Yeah.
But we had two auto drivers, and one person was actually speaking in English language.
Yeah.
And he said that I completed my graduation from Garhwala College. And generally, he took books and he gave 120 donations for small books. So, first time I saw that even rickshaw drivers also take books.
Yeah.
But the only thing we have to do is that we have to make them feel happy. So, everybody, and in that Nas bakery also, and he was not giving donation also.
The bakery.
Yeah,
the bakery guy, right.
Bakery.
Yeah.
So later, you feel very nice. Later, although he didn't give money, later he gave money to me after you got there. So only thing we have to do is that we have to make them feel happy.
Yes, Hare Krishna. I was really struck with those rickshaw people too. And really, I was just scanning the street. I was just looking. And I saw them there, and I had a feeling about, because you can get a feeling when you look at people. It's amazing how you can judge another's state of consciousness just by seeing their eyes and how they react to you, whether they look away or whether they, you know, they don't make an expression. It's actually a miracle. And when he said that, when they stood up and we started talking, and he said, he told how he's educated. I asked him how he knew, how his English was so good. I had the same kind of experience that you did. I was really touched by that. Yeah, it was amazing. Thank you. What else? Yes?
Hi, Mr. Nava. So today I had really profound realization. All these while I was thinking that I'm distributing books. So today I realized that it's not me who's distributing books. Because you said the same thing to people. Some take and some don't take. Like all the books that are distributed, people didn't take a minute to decide that they have to take a book. They just came, they saw, they took it. But as I'm spending 10 minutes, 15 minutes talking to people, they listen to everything and then they say, we take next time what we already have, or they're not interested, we don't have time. So that I realize that I'm not doing anything, because I'm speaking. It's the same thing with everybody. But some are thinking, some are not taking. So certainly Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, the books that first Prabhupada always say, the books go by their own merits. So we just have to be there.
Yeah, that's, it's very true, and I like what you're saying. It's more, you know, understanding that we're being an instrument, and at the same time, we were having this discussion while we were out on the street, right, about if your intention is very pure. For instance, if you're thinking just how to do good for others, you're not attached. There's ways that you can become attached. You can think, I want to have a bigger score than others to show that I'm more powerful, and or there might be a subtle desire to control other people, to make them do what you want them to do, and you feel hurt that they won't do what you want them to do. For instance, they won't take a book, so then your ego is hurt, so then you become, you know, angry or whatever towards them. But so when you say we're not doing anything, in one sense it's true, in the other sense, by controlling our mind and senses and remembering why we're there and keeping a correct intention, that's also doing something in a way that is extremely important in the presentation, because it can make a big difference. People feel that.
One more thing that I have is that in the course of book distribution, I met someone who recently lost his parents, both of them, and then they were very miserable, and then, you know, he was feeling bad about it. So I showed him this book, Beyond Birth and Death, and I had a chance to explain to him that your parents are there in some of the body. Death is not end of the body, but they're there in some of the form. In the picture behind the Beyond Birth and Death, the whole life cycle is out. So it was very easy to feel that, you know, his parents have not died. They are there in some of the form. So it was a very small book, but then that gave him a lot of relief. So we need people, but people are actually helping them, you know, reach them because of great burden.
Well done.
I did not come planned actually. I was waiting for you.
Should run and be part of it. It's really a smart thing to do. It's not like you have to be a great sadhu or anything like that. You just have to be there. Bejare munio tagre bhagavantam madhoksajam satvam vishudham shemaya kalpante yenutaniha. Bhagavatam says that previously all the great sages, they worshipped Lord Vishnu because they knew that he was beyond the modes of nature. They could attain the highest benefit. Said, anyone who follows those sages, they're eligible for the same result. So even if one isn't some big sadhu, or not even very advanced, but you have the intelligence to come and join with the right thing, just be part of it, you get counted also. It's not what you know in devotional service, it's who you know. That's more important. You just say, I'm with these people. And it's like, all right, come on in. You're okay. And it's, so you come in and be part. It's very smart. Thank you. Hare Krishna. What else? Yes. One, and then all the way in back, right after you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, I think this was the first time when I went out with you in your association for the Earlier, when I used to go for Bhukhishthu I used to go to sell books. This time what I realized was that when you went out, you never went out to sell books, you went out to connect with people, to explain them about Krishna consciousness. And that was something which was very great, that I could realize this and I could understand that it's not about selling books, it's about bringing Krishna in their life, in people's lives. Like how it came in my life. So, thank you very much for this.
Where is the Prabhu in the, all the way in the back? There he is. Hare Krishna. In buying? Buying them?
Books like Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
Like purchasing books.
Purchasing them, yeah.
So one day I was at Calcutta Airport in 1983 or something. So what happened? One foreigner came. I don't know. Most probably she was amazed. But I exactly didn't ask her from where she is. So she started asking. So she started telling me it's a very good book. And she explained a lot of things about Prabhupada and Islam and this. But still I was not interested. I said I don't have time and all that. But then she started telling, no, you are from this place, you are going this, you know, like Vaishnava, you have Tilak and all that. And you must read about it. I said I have read a little, but she said no, you can speak to Prabhupada. So she told me that she is the person who has established ISKCON in America, and she forced me to buy that book in such a way that she was talking so nicely about Prabhupada and ISKCON that still I remember that she was the only person who received those books. That is one thing. So we have to get attached to the Prabhupada. Second thing is, I remember last time Radhesha Prabhu was somebody explained about you that he is the same Vaishnava Prabhu. Who is sitting at the pillar in his hand and he goes for the last 45 years and then said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, this so much success will go, but every success, sadhana is important. And today we have added to this, so you are distributing books, sadhana will be improving. And last sentence you also told that Radhikam Prabhu is doing. So these things, they inspire us more and more. So one more thing I want to ask. day was waiting here, running at 1 o'clock, and she wanted Bhagavad Gita. So according to them, that book was available in the market for 15 rupees, 15 rupees. So she wanted that Bhagavad Gita. She came by auto from a hospital, and she wanted to buy that Bhagavad Gita. But she did not have money. She started asking me.
Hare Krishna. See, there you have it. You can stay in and chant, and they'll come to you too. Yeah, it's very profound. Thank you. I like that a lot.
So happened that we were able to distribute
the other paraphernalia items, more than close to 1,25,000. But the interesting part was, it was the beginning of the day. Every day we start, and we think, no, day we have to put the counter. After 2-3 days or 5 days, we understood that this is the counter, we have to put. And when we start, we don't know how it happens, but it is very constant till 8 o'clock. Every day, we don't want to close the stall at all, and it goes on very nicely. And the interesting part is, we are coming back to Bangalore from Tamil Nadu. So it so happened that the driver is also very intoxicated. We were filling the petrol, the diesel for the vehicle, and the person went running to get the bill. And there was, I think, some 200 change was there. They were selling Bhagavad Gita with CD, posters, everything, 200 rupees there to have some. And the driver said, Prabhu, should we give money to him or can he hand over Bhagavad Gita? It was very interesting. Actually, I did not have that thought. And the drivers who went with us, they felt very nice that he had a Bhagavad Gita. And the person happily took it without getting the change back.
That's how book distribution started in America. Two devotees, Buddhimanta Prabhu and Premarnava, were going out to try to distribute Krishna books because nobody had done it as far as they knew up to that point. Be done because nobody thought it could be done, that you could actually sell a big, huge religious book in public to anybody like that. So it's a very telling experience. Thank you very much. A couple more?
Hare
Krishna.
How you will distribute books. I was just observing, but in one shop, the shop was fully filled, so there was no place only. So I was waiting outside. So then I thought that I should also speak to somebody. So one person was just standing in front of me. I said, Hare Krishna. He said, Hare Krishna. So please take our book. He said, already I took Bhagavad Gita, or some books. So I asked him, from where you took Bhagavad Gita? He said, I took Prabhu in the first pimples of the world. So immediately Prabhuji came there, and he recognized him, and he gave his phone number to him also, and Prabhuji just checked whether he is having that number in his mobile. And actually he had the number also, and he was so happy, he took one book also. Hare Krishna.
General things. One is that you honor objections. Don't resist objections, but honor them. So for instance, we met two businessmen today. They were well dressed, they had their baggage, they were going somewhere. So, you know, when I handed them each a book, I could see their body language. They were very friendly, but I could see that they were looking for an opportunity to give an excuse to give them back the books back. And he said, yeah, I already have all these things. And I said, I know. I could tell by looking at you. That's why we came here. Because we saw you, and you're obviously, you have all these things, because otherwise you wouldn't look like you look. Instead of saying, no, this is different, you know, resisting. Whatever you resist persists. But if you honor what their objection is, then it becomes there's no resistance. It's like in martial arts. You're not smashing against people, but actually, like in Aikido, Japanese kind of martial arts. When people are having a fight, the master of Aikido uses the other person's energy to direct them in another way. So in the same way, you have to direct whatever objections they have in such a way that actually it qualifies them more to take it. So honor objections. And sometimes people say, I can't take the book because of this or that, and they give it back. So you honor it, you take the book back. You can't force them to take, because then they want to reject it even more. So if they, like today, many times happen, somebody's handing the book back. Once it passes the halfway point, I always take it. But then I hand them a different book. Just, and their hand will take it. They'll keep taking, unless it's a really extreme case. So one person was a Buddhist. So he said, no, I'm a Buddhist. Oh, so here, take the Buddha book. We took that one back and gave him a different book and explained it in a different way about the Buddha book. Or somebody says, I'm Muslim. I said, okay, here, take this one then, different. And so you have to learn how to honor objections. Another point is just a general communication point is become a master asker. Learn how to ask questions. Don't tell all the time. But if you're asking questions, you're leading the conversation. So a question mark is a hook. It actually pulls things in the way that you want to go. So you keep asking questions. Like if you ask questions to people, like if you ask people about themselves, what's your secret? Where do you come from? And what do you do professionally? These kinds of things, it keeps them engaged and holds them. And also questions, when people put something to you that you can't answer, even if it's a question that you can't answer, you put it back to them. So in that sense, a question mark becomes like a tennis racket. They hit you something, and then with a question, you hit it right back to them. Like, what's a question you can't answer? Sometimes people ask you something like, what? Are you a Hindu? And then we say, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by Hindu? Then they have to answer. And because nobody can answer that question, then they're like, oh, I don't know. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, well. And so, you know, Prabhupada did this. People, like one reporter said, why do you shave your head? Prabhupada said, why do you shave your legs? And somebody said, why do you give sannyas to young people? It's only for old people. Prabhupada said, what do you mean by old? He answered a question like that. And he said, and the person didn't know what to say. What do you mean by old? And Prabhupada said, old means about to die. Can you say you're any older or younger than I am? So if you learn to use questions, and there's always an answer to everything. You just have to learn what it is, and you can add it to your repertoire. Just like when you learn to cook, you can learn to cook more and more different kinds of preparations. And so when you don't know how to answer a particular question, you can ask an experienced book distributor and say, oh, I answer it like this. And then you add that to your collection and you bring it out the next time. Like for a long time, people used to say, I'd show them a book and they'd say, oh, I'm all right. Does anybody ever say that? I'm all right. I'm okay. And I asked Vijay, I said, so what do you say? If you said, I know you are, but you can always be better, right? And so I just started adding that on. People say, I'm fine. You know, it's like, I know, I can tell by looking at you. You look fantastic, but you can always be better, right? And, you know, you turn it around. So there's a lot of different individual things that you can say, and you just have to use those basic principles that I'm mentioning. So we've come to the end of a very happy yajna. We all performed together. We did it as a team. And it has its eternal effect, can never be taken back. And you can participate in the Sankirtan movement as much as you like. You're free to do. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's open order to the world, to every person. And if you just grab Lord Chaitanya's order and you hold it close to you and you keep it as your life and soul, then you will come to see Krishna face to face. Because Prabhupada writes in the second canto of the Bhagavatam that the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a manifestation of His internal potency. And it is by that potency that you come to see the Lord face to face. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go give this to everybody. So you have full permission to do this. Nobody can stop you, not even your own mind. You're welcome to go out and do as much as you like to meet people face to face and give them these books. And you will become very advanced in devotional service by doing this and also studying the books meticulously, constantly reading them. And you'll also take millions of other people back to Godhead by doing this effort. So this Pune Yatra, this is the best. This Yatra is very, very powerful for many, many reasons. So please take advantage of this opportunity that you all have of being together in perhaps the most powerful devotee team in the world. Take advantage of it and rise to the level that you're capable of. You're capable of having 5,000 people go out on one MSF. I promise you that. I guarantee it. I can look at this yatra and see what's possible. You can do this. So thank you for taking this seriously, for making incremental improvements, being very patient and growing this program. It is something that will change the world. And I thank you very much for your association. Hare Krishna. It's not true that they don't have money, because everybody has money. People say I don't have money it's like a knee-jerk reaction. When you go to the doctor and they hit your knee and then it jumps like that, that's what you say, give a donation, you go, I don't have any money. That doesn't mean anything. Everybody has money. Even the rag pickers have money. So what they're really saying is that I don't know how much to give, or it's really hard for me to do this. So you have to help them a little bit. Help them along. So I don't have any money. A lot of times today people said, I don't have money. I say, that's fine, because we don't take cash. We take MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Carte Blanche, and Diners Club. And then they kind of go like, wow, oh, all right. And then they say, well, maybe I do have a few rupees here. The other thing that we say when people say, I don't have money, and they say, that's all right, just give a rupee. And when you say that, they go, really? I can just give a rupee? Then they'll give you 100, or they'll give you 50, or something like that. And the other thing about I don't read, we say to them that that's okay, you don't have to read this book, because just having it in your home will attract good fortune into your house. Do you know where good fortune comes from? It doesn't come from working harder. It comes from the spiritual side of life. And in the Vastu science, it teaches that every object in our life has an influence on us in a particular way. So when you have this in your house, it has a spiritual influence and it attracts good fortune into your life. Just like if you put iron filings near a magnet, it attracts them. Even though you can't see the magnetic force, still you know that it's there. So in the same way, when you keep this book in your house, it will attract good fortune into your life. This is what I tell people. So I told one lady this, and recently at the airport, and she came back a few minutes later after she bought the book. She said, it's working. I said, what happened? She said, they gave me an upgrade. So she was very happy. Okay, please, go right ahead. We're having our final comments, please. The devotees have had a long, long day and need to go home and rest. Closing comments. Okay, good.
Hare Krishna. So we thank this question about because of this enthusiasm, we could go for MSF today. And
score for today's MSF. I request this question to offer this score to Srila Prabhupada.
Please come close. Dear Srila Prabhupada, for the pleasure of their Lordship Sri Sri Radhakunjabi Hari, Sri Sri Gordi Thai, and your Divine Self, and all the assembled Vaishnavas, today, devotees from the Pune Yatra and other Yatras,
Hyderabad,
anywhere else?
Mangalore.
Anyone else?
Nigiri.
Have come here today to perform a special yajna recommended in Kali Yuga, the Sankirtan Yajna, by distributing the literary kirtan, the Brihat Madanga. So all together today, please have the madanga. Little madanga. For your pleasure, the assembled devotees in number were 61 altogether. 61 devotees. Hare Krishna. Together as a team, these devotees distributed 349 small books. One medium book. Three big books. And 71 maha big books. A total of 233 book points. And Lakshmi collected 17,402 rupees. Hello. We hope this pleases you very much, Srila Prabhupada, and we pray for the opportunity to go on distributing your transcendental literatures all over the world. Thank you for considering a quest. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Kunjabi Hari ki jai. Shri Shri Gorni Thai ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Gitai Gaura Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Gitai Gaura Hari Bol. Gitai Gaura Hari Bol. Okay, so one last thing. Put your hands in. Everyone come close. Ladies can come on the other side. Okay, put your hands in. And we're going up on three. And it's 5,000. That's 5,000 congregation members going out, right? Actually, we'll make a prayer. Dear Sri Sri Radha Kunjabi Hari, Sri Sri Gorni Thai Srila Prabhupada, please empower us here in Pune to get at least 5,000 devotees out for MSF. Thank you for considering a request. And we're going to do Go Ranga on three. One, two, three. Go!
Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, hey, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman.